Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Troy.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bank.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Welcome to Wall Street. I know you have all the choices on a Saturday, and we're happy you chose Wall Street Raw. I appreciate you tuning into my, what I call my financial, political, spiritual, and even musical time machine here, where we really look at the past and the future and try to predict what's happened then versus now, and to see how we can all put all the pieces together and make some sense out of it. Washington is in a gridlock here when, you know, the White House faces scrutiny. Valuations are at the highest levels since the financial crisis. There's been several straight months of outflows from the biggest exchange-traded fund tracking the S&P 500. So what happened? Well, we saw new highs in the market this past week. Dow Industrials, S&P 500, Russell 2000. The NASDAQ is within 10 points of a record, and the CBOE Volatility Index ended at 9.51, which is a 24-year low. Talk about the market climbing a wall of worry. That certainly happened this past week. We have an interesting show for you today, as we try to do each week. We have some special guests joining us later in the show, a couple paid interviews, Jeff Bishop and Kyle Dennis from Raging Bull, so that's sort of new for the program. Keith Fitzgerald, who you've seen on Fox and many of the major networks, is going to be joining us later in the program. My good friend Don Velo is going to be here giving us not only the Canadian perspective, but his technical perspective from EquityClock.com. Harry Boxer from the Technical Trader is going to be with us as well. And, of course, Sinclair Noah will be joining us. And, finally, Mark Skousen is going to be with us again talking about Freedom Fest, which is coming up this week in Las Vegas. I will be attending. Actually, we'll be broadcasting from Freedom Fest next week at the Paris Hotel in Vegas. Freedom Fest is in its 10th year. Significant conservative libertarian event, but the big star there is going to be, believe it or not, William Shatner, who is going to be presenting his view from the Starship Enterprise in terms of the economy. He's one of the most successful Hollywood investors. I believe he made a lot of his money in Priceline stock years ago, so he's going to be there. Very interesting show coming up. So we look forward to that. And I also want to thank my sponsor, Swiss America, for joining us again on this program. For more information from Swiss America and to get their special reports, please call call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 to get Don't Bank on It and the Secret War of Cash. We're going to join our good friend Sinclair now. Welcoming back our regular and always special guest, Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the great blog, incomparable blog, eatthebankers.com. Thank you, Sinclair, again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, on the Friday, we saw that core consumer inflation, which accelerated in January, really got tempered here in June. And some are questioning now whether the Fed is going to meet its inflation targets.
What inflation?
Oh, okay.
It's like it doesn't even exist almost. They're showing the rate of inflation over the past 12 months slowed to 1.6%. It had been at 1.9% annualized rate. That's the CPI, Consumer Price Index, which measures prices at the retail level. It's the most common measurement that we use for inflation, although it's not the Fed's preferred gauge. But still, this is far from the 2% target that the Federal Reserve has been telling us they want to see. That would indicate to them that they've achieved a target for price stability. So apparently we're still in deflationary mode or disinflationary mode, to be more specific. The Fed's not there. So why then are they raising interest rates? Why are they selling off their balance sheet?
Right. And retail sales were also dropped for the second month in June. So consumers are not too excited about what's going on in the economy either.
The economy is just kind of sluggish. Isn't that a familiar theme that we've heard over the past, what, 8-9 years now?
But the Dow Industrials into new record highs again, Sinclair. Unbelievable.
We've been celebrating with milk and cookies.
I know. So obviously we're climbing a wall of worry, or we don't know something that's happening out there, right?
We're buying cookies in bulk now to celebrate new records for the Dow Industrials. It's a little bit crazy. You got to think, what's going on here? But the simple fact is, companies, and then we're moving into earnings season now, companies are probably going to have another good earnings season. It looks like earnings growth is in the neighborhood of 7, 7.5, maybe 8%. That justifies the market moving higher. So that's what's happening. And then the market also a little bit excited about the idea that the Federal Reserve is not going to get too hawkish. That was confirmed by Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen delivering her semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony on Capitol Hill this week. She sounded a very dovish tone. Backed that up with comments from some of the Fed heads, Lael Brainard, Neil Kashkari, Rob Kaplan, Fed president from Dallas. They were all basically saying, no rush here.
You know, the Beige Book came out this past week, too, and one of the most notable highlights was that apparent downgrade on the low end of overall economic activity was sort of mentioned. That was interesting.
Yeah, Beige Book was not a particularly, well, when is it ever a particularly exciting report?
It's not the kind of thing you go to sleep reading at night, I understand.
No, they don't call it the psychedelic, amazing Technicolor book. It's a Beige Book, and there's a good reason for it.
That's a good reason,
Basically, it's just some general observations from the 12 Fed districts prior to the next FOMC meeting. Okay, things are a little bit sluggish. Things are a little bit slow. We keep seeing that. We're not seeing anything that would indicate to us that this economy is, you know, about to launch into space or something. It's just more of the same, which, quite frankly, not that terrible, could be worse, you know, take it.
Meanwhile, the Bank of Canada this week boosted its benchmark rate to 0.75, and apparently Canada's in the midst of one of its strongest economic growth spurts since 2008-9. Maybe we can learn something from Canada.
You look at the G7, and Canada's leading the way in economic growth. They are up over 3% GDP growth now, something that I know is a target of the Trump administration, but which Fed Chair Yellen said, nah, that's probably not going to happen. Don't hold your breath on that one. And basically every economist around is saying, no, it's not going to happen. I don't think we're going to get there, not in the next year. I don't see anything that would lift us off into that trajectory. Canada's pulling it off, though. And doing it even as we're seeing fairly low commodity prices, I might mention.
Yeah, that's amazing because the commodities are still relatively depressed coming out of bottoms, you know? That's something else.
And Canada tends to deal in a lot of natural resources.
Correct. Sinclair, thank you so much for joining us. Our good friend Sinclair Noe from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the great blog etherbankers.com. And always a pleasure having you on the show, Sinclair. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
It's always an incomparable time with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sinclair. Always fun having Sinclair on the show. We have so much to talk about on the show today, but let's, in a few seconds we have here until our break, let's talk about the markets this week. We had Bitcoin take a bit of a nosedive, pulling back here. It had a big run up to about 2,967 in early June, got down to 2,097. So a little bearish sentiment growing about those cryptocurrencies. We've been trading it at VRTrader.com, and at some point there's going to be more ETFs trading the cryptocurrencies. I know it's a wild world out there, but to those of you familiar with it, there's possibly several hundred, I know 100 for sure, cryptocurrencies that are trading, and you can almost trade these like stocks. It's really wild. Bond market's been improving here a little bit, and I think that's because it got overdone, so we're going to see interest rates pull back here a little bit. I think the Fed's tempering their enthusiasm for raising rates right away. We got that sense here this past week. Crude oil's been bouncing here a little bit. Everybody got bearish on crude oil. I'm pretty bullish on it. I think stronger in the fourth quarter. I've mentioned that to you already, but it is a little bit of a bounce phase here. Gold's coming back too as well. And I guess we ran out of time for that analysis, so we'll get back with you in segment two. And don't touch your dial. Harry Boxer will be joining us.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports? 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
The change. Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back our regular and always very special guest, Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com. If you're not familiar with thetechtrader.com, it's a live trading room featuring his trade alerts and technical market analysis. And Harry's been doing this for nearly 50 years. He's a stock picker, and he's author of the book Profitable Day in Swing Trading, which was named by Stock Traders Almanac as a 2015 Best Investment Book of the Year. Harry, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure's all mine.
Well, Dow into new highs on Friday. Here we're playing this interview on Saturday morning, but market continues to climb that wall of worry, and everybody's been looking for a correction in a summer top, and it's the opposite is happening.
Because the market never accommodates the majority, and the vast majority of people, including every hedge fund manager client of mine, is cautious and bearish and is short, and they're getting their ass kicked. Take a look at the second quarter results in some of these hedge funds, and they are miserable. Some of these guys are really nervous about their jobs. I'm serious.
So does that mean the market will just continue moving higher?
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, we continue this way. Who knows how high is high here this summer, the summer rally that people
joke about. The other thing is the market always goes further than you think it's going to both ways. You know, it goes further, it goes lower than you think it's going to go, and that's why you never pick a bottom. Don't try to pick a top. Just keep raising your stops. Or peel it off as it goes up. I always tell people to take off, you know, tranches in quarters or thirds. You never need to sell everything all at once, because if you're wrong, it just keeps going. That's when you get picked off.
Right. Do you have a target of any kind on the upside?
No. First of all, let me tell you something. I'm a stock person, not an index person. Unless you're trading OEX or S&P options, what's the point? Look, the biggest mistakes I ever made in my life is when I tried to time my individual purchases and sales on the market itself. Wrong strategy. It's a market of stocks, not a stock market. Trade stocks. Forget about what the indices are doing. You can be amazed how many stocks. For example, today, there are 168 new highs, only 43 new lows. 4-1 new highs over lows. Is that a bear market? I don't think so.
All right. So speaking of stocks, what's hitting your screen that's attractive?
Well, you know, I mean, I have a lot of stocks that look good intraday, but from the standpoint of swing. Nutanix, for example, NTNX, was a really hot IPO when it came out in September, October. Got up into the high 40s. They creamed it all the way down to 14, 15, about 6-8 months later. It's back up to 22 and running. Right now, today, it's up, let's see, $1.75, 7 million have traded. It's up almost 9%, having a very good day. There's quite a few biotechs on my list. If you take a look at the front page of my site, you'll see all the top swings we had this year, 80% biotech.
That's the place to be. Okay, Harry.
Yep.
We ran out of time. Harry Boxer wants likes biotech, so let's take a look at that list and go to the techtrader.com to get specific recommendations and trading insights. We'll speak to you next week, Harry. Thanks for joining us.
I just wanted your members, your people to know that you can get in my site for free for 2 weeks, no credit card, nothing. Just come and join us and check it out. Thank you.
That's a techtrader.com. Thank you,
right.
Harry.
Bye-bye.
Welcoming back our regular and very special guest, Don Violo, who is a past president of the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts, and he was also an advisor to the Horizons Seasonal Rotation ETF between 2009 and 2015, and his expertise really is seasonality in the markets. He has two websites, timingthemarkets.ca and equityclock.com. Thank you for joining us, Don.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
A lot to cover here. Let's talk about July 17th. That's an important date coming up.
Yeah, on average, during the past 20 years, July the 17th is the peak for both the S&P 500 index and the TSX composite. So every year, the peak has followed at least a short-term correction after July 17th. The correction has been triggered by lower-than-average trading volumes and greater-than-average volatility measured by the VIX index. Now, the VIX index also has a period of seasonal strength from early July to mid-October. Now, what about this year? Well, already trading volumes in July related to summer holidays have declined to below average. However, volatility based on the VIX index remains low, near 10%. Accordingly, the normal summer correction from July 17th to mid-October is coming, but will arrive slightly later than average this year.
Summer strength in the VIX index was frequently triggered by unexpected events, and Don, you say, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Last year, the spike was triggered by Brexit. In 2015, it was triggered by a meltdown in China. Biggest spike, of course, happened in 2008 when we had the VIX really going higher and the S&P 500 and TSX Composite Index dropped by 41%. Now, what about this year? Well, lots of possible reasons for a spike in the VIX this year. Things like North Korea, failure by U.S. Congress to pass major legislation, a spike in interest rates, and an impending trade war. So possibilities are high for a VIX spike this year.
And summer strength is often correlated with strength in gold and silver, right?
Fascinating, because very high correlation with the VIX and the gold and gold stocks. Now, their period of seasonal strength is from the third week in July, in other words, next week, to the first week in October. What about this year? Well, gold and silver-related ETFs currently are in a downtrend and have underperformed the S&P 500 and TSX Composite since early June. However, they are deeply oversold in the short term. Last week, their short-term momentum indicators started to turn higher. Watch closely. The signal to initiate positions in the sector for a seasonal trade into October will be a spike in the VIX index.
Don, thank you so much for those valuable insights. Don Violo from EquityClocks.com and TimingTheMarket.ca. Great stuff, Don. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, again, it's EquityClock.com and TimingTheMarket.ca to get more information from Don. Coming up in our next segment, we have two traders from RagingBull.com, Kyle Dennis and Jeff Bishop joining us for the first time, and hopefully we'll be regular guests on the program. Keith Fitzgerald will be joining us after the break as well. You've probably seen him on Fox Business News and CNBC. And he's also going to be a presenter at the upcoming Freedom Fest, and we're going to have Mark Skousen on later in the show talking about that. That's coming up, as I mentioned earlier, July 19th through 22nd in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel, and we will be broadcasting from there as well, as I've mentioned as well. So, don't touch your dial. We didn't finish all the stocks here. We only have a few seconds. So the gold market, it looks like in a little bit of bottoming phase here short term, and I want to mention that. We didn't cover that in the last break here on a trading basis. You just heard the seasonality comment from Don. So, basically, that's where bonds better, stocks better, the gold stocks better here, and overall market, well, let's see if we get a little top here, which is due in this time frame, but so far you don't want to fight the tape until you get a strong technical signal saying that. That's really important here. Meanwhile, we are watching the clock here to see how the trading unfolds here in the weeks ahead. Very interesting. Some talk about a summer rally. Some talk about the big summer correction.
correction, sometimes triggered by a negative event, and so far, despite all the political negatives, we're not getting it. We'll talk to you after the break. Stay tuned.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcoming a very special guest to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning is Kyle Dennis. He's the biotech strategist at RagingBull.com. He's an independent equities trader focused on uncovering undervalued stocks in the market, and he researches stocks which are under the radar and looks for supporting data. At Biotech Breakouts, Kyle is an expert at finding winning biotech trades, and according to what I read on his website, he turned 15,000 trading account into nearly 2 million in less than 3 years. Kyle, I want you trading my account. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what you do at your website, Raging Bull, and at the biotech website, and also what you're thinking now.
Sure. Most of the time, I focus on the biotech sector, and I trade mostly smaller cap stocks around what I like to call catalyst events or dates that are coming up where a company is going to be releasing some data. I found that strategy to be pretty reliable and methodical, and I usually trade in and out of these names every couple weeks and follow along with kind of the news wire of what's going on with upcoming data and other events. Maybe a company might be at a conference. So I really track the biotech index very, very closely.
At Biotech Breakouts, then, some more of a near-term perspective or a really trading perspective?
Correct. It's pretty much a near-term perspective. I usually follow along with these events, and I track them about a month or a month and a half away from the event that's coming up, and I trade around it. So usually I'm kind of a longer-term swing trader, so it's not really investing. It's more holding things for about a month and trading them ahead of particular events, and I found that to be very reliable and pretty successful, at least over the past 5-6 years when we're in this biotech bull market.
Kyle, we have about 30 seconds or so. Do you have some names that our listeners would be interested in looking at?
Sure. For you guys that might want to be interested in a catalyst name, I like Versartis. The ticker there is VSAR. They have a catalyst coming up in September. And for fundamental guys, I really like Gilead, large cap GILD. I think it's very undervalued longer term.
There was a lot of talk about government intervention or pricing issues with regard to pharma and biotech. Do you see that behind us now?
Yeah, I think that's behind us. It's kind of priced in, and going forward, I think there's a lot of positives going for the biotech index, and I don't think that pricing is going to be an issue in the near-term future.
Kyle, I really want to thank you for joining us. That's Kyle Dennis, Chief Biotech Strategist at RagingBull.com and at BiotechBreakouts.com, and we hope to have him back here hopefully next week and get a little bit of an update on biotech. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoyed it.
Welcoming a very special guest on the Saturday morning on Wall Street Raw is Jeff Bishop, who is the founder of several popular education and trading websites, most notably RagingBull.com and TopStockPicks.com. He's a multimillionaire since his early 30s and has over 20 years of experience in the stock market under his belt. He says he dabbles in virtually every aspect of the market, and it's really a pleasure having somebody that successful on our show. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I know you're a bit of a trader. We all come from a trading background, but tell us a little bit about what your current thinking on the market is and how our listeners can benefit from RagingBull.com.
Yeah, well, RagingBull.com is a site we put together with some of the best real money trading experts out there. I think it's a good resource that people can use to get ideas from what people who are trading different areas of the market are actually doing with their real money, and you can follow what they're doing, why they're thinking what they're thinking, right along with them. So it's a great resource there. As far as what I trade, I typically trade ETFs. I like the liquidity, and I like being able to make a bet on a long or short side really quickly and easily and cover all the different sectors I want to be in. So that's typically what I trade with are the ETFs.
So what are your favorite ETFs now?
Well, right now I think we've seen a big sell-off in volatility and bonds and gold, and I think all three of those are areas investors should be looking at as a short-term bounce. Notably, I'm pretty active buying bonds right now, and the bond ETF I'll be looking at is TMF. It gives you a triple leverage on the upside for a rebound in a 20-year bond.
That's really surprising because everybody's looking at the Fed with higher interest rates, and the bond market may be a place, just from a contrarian's point of view, to be, and particularly if we get a summer correction. Is that sort of your thinking?
Yeah, it really is a contrarian bet right now. That typically is my investment style also, so I'm not really following the herd. I'm making short, large bets for a short amount of time, so a bet that I'm in is typically going to be, you know, a few days or a couple weeks at the most. I'm not a long-term investor by any sense of the means, so looking for short opportunities in the market when it presents itself. And right now, I think bonds are an excellent place to be in. I think technically, the chart is set up very nicely with a lot of support. On the TLT, for example, that's the largest ETF out there for the bond market we're going to track. It's got a lot of support right around this area right here. So I think that as it holds that and we're starting to see a rebound off of that, it's a really good time for investors to look at that. And if it doesn't hold, then I think there's a pretty clear stop out of that, about a dollar lower from here.
Jeff, I want to thank you so much for joining us. We ran out of time. Jeff Bishop from RagingBull.com. If you want more information, go to RagingBull.com or TopStockPicks.com, and we look forward to having Jeff back on the show next week, and thank you again for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Welcoming a very special guest on Wall Street Raw this Saturday morning is Keith Fitzgerald, who spent 35 years in global markets as a consultant, analyst, and trader. More than 3 million readers, subscribers, and viewers depend on his commentary and perspective. He's one of the very few experts to correctly foresee both the dot-com crisis and the ongoing financial crisis ahead of time. Keith, I know you're all over the place with Fox Network and CNBC, but you will be a guest at the upcoming Freedom Fest and week, but let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing there and your current view of the markets, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here. Freedom Fest is one of those interesting conferences that I really like going to because you get all kinds of information, and unlike America and the rest of the world right now where Discord seems to be, you know, a dysfunctional normal, at a conference like that, in Freedom Fest in particular, you get to talk and you get to have discussions and you get to expand your intellectual horizons. And you know, that's a lot of what we're going to be doing out there.
I know you're speaking next Thursday and Friday, and you're going to be on several panels with Jim Rogers, Steve Forbes, many other notables. What's your current views?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the headlines would have you believe that there's nothing out there worth buying, that there's very little opportunity, and that the world is about to go to hell in a handbasket. Ironically, we know from history, and I'm talking thousands of years of history, that's precisely the moment when you can separate the winners from the losers. So I am actually very, very excited about current market conditions because if you know where to look, there's a lot of opportunity out there.
So the market may be climbing a wall of worry, is what you're saying.
Well, right. A lot of people make the mistake of trying to be right or wrong about certain topics, you know, whether it's political discord, whether it's health care, whether it's defense, you know, it doesn't matter. They're all trying to be right or wrong. My job on behalf of all of our family of leaders and those folks that I'm humbled to have the leadership of is to make them profitable. And there's a big difference. Professionals want to be profitable. Amateurs want to be right.
If our listeners want to get in touch with you, Keith, what's the best way for them to do that?
The easiest thing to do is go to TotalWealthResearch.com, and they can join the party. We're more than a million families strong, and I'd be humbled and honored if they do that.
Keith, it's really a pleasure having you. I know it's a short interview, but we got Freedom Fest coming up. Keith Fitzgerald will be there next Thursday and Friday with his presentations, and we really enjoy having him on the show and look forward to seeing him at the conference. Keith, and thank you for squeezing us in, and thank you for your bullish comments.
You're very kind, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Keith. Looking forward to seeing you next week in Las Vegas. And speaking of Las Vegas, right after the break, we're going to be rejoining Mark Skousen, who really put together the entire event. And he's the guru behind it. And it's, as I mentioned earlier, now in its 10th year. So it's going to be an exciting situation there. Literally 300 speakers. This is what I'm being told. 300 speakers at this event. So it's going to be a bit overwhelming. And we really look forward to attending that. So that'll pretty much conclude our show today with Mark, and it's always a pleasure having these special guests on our program. Meanwhile, markets, here we are. We have coming up on the 17th. We heard Don Vallot tell us a few moments ago that in the last 20-year study, we could be at or near approaching a little bit of a top, and we just heard Jeff Bishop telling us, well, he's buying the bond market and buying some gold here, so maybe that all ties in with the volatility index being as low as it is. Hold on to your hats, folks. Stay tuned, and we'll catch you after the break talking to Mark Skousen.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Law and the final segment with Mark Leibovich. Now, here's the elf himself.
Back a very special guest to Wall Street Raw, Mark Skousen. Mark is a financial economist, professor of economics at Chapman University in California, and most importantly, producer of the upcoming Freedom Fest in Vegas on July 19th. And, you know, Freedom Fest is the world's largest gathering of free minds, is really the password there. And it's, again, July 19th through 22nd at the Paris Resort. And Mark's kind enough to spend a couple minutes with us. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And by the way, it's Paris, Las Vegas, not France.
Okay. Did I indicate that it wasn't Vegas? I should have said Vegas. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in Vegas.
You know, a lot of people probably want to go to Paris, but when they hear all the great speakers and panelists and debates, they may want to change their mind and come to Vegas on July 19th.
Well, I don't know how I skipped that. As I mentioned off air, that's one of my favorite spots, so we'll make sure people remember it's Vegas. So tell us a little bit in the couple minutes we have about the conference. It's really exciting. We've got some really great guests.
Yeah, it's our 10th anniversary, and it's very special. We expect a couple thousand people there, and we have Steve Forbes' 70th birthday party that we're celebrating. It's the 100th anniversary of Forbes magazine, so we're having a big talk about what that has meant. And it's also the 100th anniversary of communism, the Bolshevik Revolution, so we're doing a debate or a discussion of capitalism versus communism, who's winning the 100-year war. And of course, you think that capitalism has won, but when you see Venezuela, a country of 32 million people now under a Marxist strongman, you kind of wonder. Or you see Bernie Sanders getting so much support for free student loans and Medicare and so forth, you really wonder about that sort of thing. But we have sessions on philosophy, history, science, and technology. We have William Shatner as our keynote speaker of Star Trek fame, so we're calling him the captain of the Free Enterprise.
Oh, wow.
That's our topic. So we have Senator Mike Lee coming from Utah. We have four congressmen who are going to tell us what's going on in Capitol Hill. We're going to have a big debate about Trump. We have the Anthem Film Festival, which is a libertarian film festival that's gotten rave reviews, and even one of their films has won an Emmy. So there's lots of activities going on. And as a matter of fact, if people go to freedomfest.com and look under agenda, we just posted our entire program of 300-some speakers and panelists and debaters. We have the Fox News people coming, Greg Gutfeld. We're going to ask him some tough questions about what's going on in Fox News and the sexual harassment that's going on and the fake news at CNN. And I mean, it really is going to be a lot of fun. And all the freedom organizations show up, Cato, Reason, Heritage, Students for Liberty, Americans for Prosperity. I call it one-stop shopping for liberty at Freedom Fest. So it's a hot conference in Vegas in July, so I hope a lot of your people can come and join us.
Yeah, it's the libertarian event of the decade. That's how I'm billing it.
Not incorrectly.
When will you be speaking, Mark?
Well, I'm giving a couple of pre-conference events on Wednesday, July 19th, at the Paris Resort. We're talking about Marxism, what every student and citizen should know about Marxism. I'm giving a talk on the inside story of Freedom Fest, our 10-year anniversary. I'm also doing a little appearance as Ben Franklin, and we have Jennifer Grossman appearing as Ayn Rand, as a kind of a blast from the past of two characters. We have a mock trial, for example, with Kennedy from Fox Business as the judge. And this year we're putting the police on trial, which I think is very relevant to what's happening around the world. So we have people covering all aspects of what's going on in the freedom movement. And we do have a full investment conference with Jim Rogers coming and Keith Fitzgerald and Alex Green. There's just a whole list of speakers and experts on financial topics that I think your viewers would really get a lot out of Freedom Fest.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. And again, if you want to go, it's on July 19th through 22nd at the Paris Resort in Vegas. And you can save $100 off the registration fee, folks, if you go to freedomfest.com and enter the promo code RAW, R-A-W, for Wall Street Raw. And we hope to have Mark back hopefully again here next week. Thank you, Mark, and we look forward to seeing you at Freedom Fest.
Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.
And I want to ask an urgent question of every listener with a bank account, a stock portfolio, a 401k retirement account. We now know that nothing on the online world is truly private or safe from being hacked, including national secrets from the CIA, NSA, top intelligence agencies. So what can you do to protect your hard-earned money and privacy from cyber theft? Well, Swiss America, my sponsor, is a firm committed to a public education and has just published a new booklet, Don't Bank on It. It's thoroughly researched. research by a trusted contributor at Fox, and as well as my own radio show. So get a free copy of Don't Bank on It. You might also ask for The Secret War on Cash at the same time by calling 800-289-2646. At 800-289-2646, ask for Don't Bank on It and The Secret War of Cash, and tell them that Mark Leibovit asked you to call. So I want to thank all of our guests today. We've had a wild show here today, hearing from Raging Bull, Kyle Dennis, and Jeff Bishop, hearing from Keith Fitzgerald, will be at the upcoming Freedom Fest. Of course, Mark Skousen being with us. Harry Boxer joined us. Don Violo with some terrific insights here about July 17th being a pivotal day in the market. And, of course, Sinclair Noe, my regular guest, we were talking about the Fed and all the exciting things going on there. And as I do each week, we close our show as our old friend Ed Hart used to do on the Financial News Network back in the 1980s and 1990s when he said, as we do, we will know in the fullness of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week elf, Mark Leibovit. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.